Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. The Christian has a resurrected Savior, but we must not go to sleep. We have a resurrected Savior. That's still no time for us to say, well, I have one who has conquered death, hell, and the grave. He's my Savior. I'm in His family. I'm kept by His power. I'm indwelt by His Spirit. I'm cleansed by the blood. I'm directed by His Word. I have a people who is my people who are now redeemed by the grace of God. What more is there for me to be alarmed about? No, that's not the case. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 25, the scriptures tell us that while men slept, an enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. We have a resurrected Savior, so there is still no time for us to sleep. We must be busy. The scriptures tell us not only that, but the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. While we are busy in the Lord's work, you may think, well, I'm on the king's business. I am serving him. Well, there's a portion of scripture that records for us the account of a man who sent his son. He was the son of the king. He had sent his servants and the laborers sorely entreated the servants. And when he sent his son, he thought, certainly they'll receive my son, but they killed his son. Well, that's the way it is with people. They don't like the Lord. They can't strike at the Lord. See, the trouble with those who killed this king's son and the king's servants was not that they didn't like the son or the servants. They didn't like the king. And so they couldn't get at the king, so they struck at that which was nearest to them, namely his son and his servants. So the world doesn't like the Lord and doesn't want God's laws, and so they strike at the Lord's servants, those who represent him and try to please him and proclaim his truth. Even as we serve, we still have to be on guard for such things as that old nature in us. Vines will grow slowly and choke the life of a tree. Weeds will grow slowly and destroy a garden and prevent the garden from bearing fruit. Even though the garden is called, the place where these plants grow is called a garden, weeds will be found there. You don't have to do anything to make weeds grow. You don't have to fertilize them. You don't have to till the soil about them. Just let the garden alone, and the weeds will grow. That's the way it is with the life. That's why now the Christian has to be vigilant, to be sober, be diligent, to be on our guard because of the old nature and because of that fallen one, Satan, who walks up and down in the earth. We have a resurrected Savior, and we are his children. We have to be on guard because the world would swallow us up and seek to nullify our testimony or to make it of none effect and say, why, you can be like we are. You don't have to be so narrow, and you don't have to be so strict, and you don't have to be so obedient. It doesn't take all of that, says the world. But look who's talking. You were called out of the world. The Lord saved you out of the world of sin. He didn't say, now you continue on. There ought to be a difference, and there is a difference between light and night. You don't have to say, well, now, what's the difference between light and night? I see a light over there, and where the light isn't, there's darkness. No, you just look into the room and look into a life and look into the lives of people and look at what they put out in this world. There is to be a difference. The Lord Jesus is different from all the others who ever came. He's the Savior, and we are to be like him, but we do our work and do our power, our service, in his power, his resurrection power. So let's get busy for our God this day by his grace. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.